Ready?
Okay, thank you. More than one, if you come back, we just finished with our workshop at 6:15, and notice has been given that there would be a telephonic city council meeting, February 25th, 2021, at 6:30 p.m. And it is now 6:30 p.m., and this council session is now open. In accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meeting Act, the quorum of the City of Moose Lake Council will hold its regular city council meeting and workshops by telephonic conference. And people can join in this meeting by dialing on your phone 1-786-535-3211. Access code that's allowed for is 614-132-909. This meeting is closed to the public. However, the public may join this meeting by calling this number. I'd like to thank everybody that's joined in tonight and listening, and try to encourage your friends and neighbors to do the same. That way they will be more informed on what your city officials are doing. Who's doing what? Before we start the meeting, I'd like to ask Linda Owens to lead us in an invocation, followed by the pledge of allegiance.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. And Lord God, I pray that you will continue to watch over us. And Lord God, I pray for our citizens of Bruce Valley that they soon will have all of their frozen pipes fixed so they can have running water back in their homes. Lord God, I pray and thank you that there was nobody that had lost a life during this bad time. Lord God, I thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for our council members, our city administrator, our city workers, and our mayor. Lord God, I ask for all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas flag, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. I see the roll call. All of my five council members are here. The mayor is here. Chief of Police is here. City Secretary and City Administrator. And on the phone, I think it's Sherry Unilis. And Johnny Texas is on the phone. And Gina Ross.
Come over to have the meeting.
What?
A meeting. We're just starting a meeting.
Yeah, y'all please put your phones on mute, please. Thank you. Here, baby.
Before the meeting starts, citizens can email the city secretary with any statement, questions, whatever that they might have on anything that is not on the agenda. Pam, did you have any emails?
Yes, I do. I have one from Brent Retain to Lincoln Brunsville.
All right, would you read that, please?
Okay. He says, I have heard of reports that code violations have been placed in someone's mailbox. I do not know if it was placed in the mailbox by a city employee or if it was mailed via USPS. Is anyone able to verify if the letter was properly mailed to the address or placed by a city employee?
I don't know anything about that. Somebody has put something in the mailbox.
Somebody got something in her mailbox.
See, code enforcement, that's Chief Dorsey's area, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know that, Matt?
I have
certified mail, a handful of them, but there have been a few instances where either no one's home or I can't get onto the property because there's a gate or something, or the property is real set back, and I have left some notices in the mailbox, if you know, so that I make sure they receive it, but, you know, it's been a learning process for me, and that was my mistake, and so, I mean, if I can't leave it with somebody or leave it, you know, on the door, then I'll just have to mail all the remaining ones, or leave, or find a door hanger or something, but that issue's been corrected on my end.
All right.
Thank you.
That's just another fact that you probably didn't realize you were doing. Please don't do that anymore. It's against the federal process to put anything in a mailbox if it's not, if you're not a mailman. Yeah, if they have a tube or something for
paper,
you can put it in there. Or you can put it on your door or something like that. Otherwise, you have to mail it to.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we start on the consent agenda, I think I will change the procedure here a little bit and move down to items 6 and 7. The chief of police is subject to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I can verify he does that. So if he can do his report first, and that way if he gets a call, he can leave. And also the water department report, Gene Sprouse. He will, if Gene, if you're listening, if you can follow the chief, that way we can get you on that way too. So chief, would you like
to? I'm there.
Okay. We'll get you running so that you can go and be on that your way. And we do appreciate all you have been doing in the water department. Out there in the cold and the freezing weather, day and night, and whatever, you got the water running. The Bruce Lee water, if I'm not mistaken, it was never stopped. Like, maybe some people didn't have water, but it's probably due to frozen pipes. But the water itself was never stopped. Is that correct, Gene?
That's correct.
Okay, because I got head water all the way through all of this. So that is highly commendable for you to just bring in. And we've got a big water system. And these, some of these smaller towns, like Marlin, for instance, have been completely without water for days. The whole city. And when you don't come in,
thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. We really do. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The first thing I was going to touch on is the police department report. This is from January 1st to January 31st. We had a total of 98 calls for service, a total of 16 reports were generated for the month, a total of 9 crash reports, total citations and warnings is 119 with 53 citations and 66 warnings. Every year, whether it's the police department, sheriff's department, any law enforcement agency has to submit a racial profiling report. And this is submitted to the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement as well as the governing body. In the report, it just breaks down the racial profiling numbers and I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but the only thing I was going to highlight was for the year of 2020, there was zero uses of force that resulted in bodily injury, and then as far as number of complaints of racial profiling for the year, there was zero. So there were no racial profiling complaints for the year of 2020. And this report's already been submitted and it's been satisfied for T-Hole purposes because the deadline's March 1st. And I wanted to go ahead and get that submitted that way to be taken care of. As far as code enforcement, I kind of have moved away from calling it code enforcement and moved into city ordinance enforcement because that's what I'm doing, enforcing the city ordinances. I believe I emailed everyone a current spreadsheet that just kind of breaks down everything, but as of right now, there's 44 active cases, and there's been 7 that have been resolved, and this list is changing daily as things are added or have been set aside. So, and then I know there have been some questions about properties and violations that aren't inside the city limits that would be considered in the ETJ. Like, for instance, there are streets in our city where one side is city limits, but the other side is county. But I did find in the Texas Government Code, Section 42001, it says the legislature declares it's the policy of the state to designate certain areas as the extraterritorial jurisdiction of municipalities to promote and protect the general health, safety, and welfare of persons residing in and adjacent to the municipalities. And then under Section 42021, says the extraterritorial jurisdiction of a municipality is the unincorporated area that is contiguous to the corporate boundaries of the municipality, and that is located within 1/2 mile of those boundaries in the case of municipalities with fewer than 5,000 inhabitants. So basically what that means is if you're in the ETJ or outside the state limits, but you're located within 1/2 mile of the state limits, and being a population of less than 5,000, it basically says that ordinances also apply to those areas as well. So, I mean, my main focus is to focus on state limits, but we have, you know, addressed properties in the county as well that are, you know, on the other side of the street. But my understanding after reading this is anything within 1/2 mile of our city limits is subject to our city ordinances as well.
Is that just dealing with code enforcement, or is that just like this with all things?
Is that just regarding our city ordinances, enforcing city ordinances?
I mean, it could pertain to city ordinances, or it could pertain to us enforcing, you know, all the laws of Texas. I mean, either way. I mean,
because I know that I may be wrong, may be changed, but I know there's certain things in ETJ that the city cannot control. So I may need to have legal clarification on that.
And that, I'm sure it's not all things, but I mean, my understanding, and after speaking with our court clerk, they agreed that anything in the ETJ was in
court. Clerk or clerk? The court judge.
Well, I talked to Heather, our clerk, about it, and she said that, I mean, I emailed her the question, and she replied to me today and said that, you know, if we were to enforce something in the ETJ within 1/2 mile, then they would accept the violation if it went to court.
My major thing of code enforcement is enforcing city ordinances. If you know that's what I can say.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to have a little clarification from that.
I mean, I'll be happy to do clarification, and I mean, like I said, this whole thing is still kind of new to me.
You know, I'm trying to keep you and us out of trouble,
right?
Because I know there's many things that the ETJ, the city, has no jurisdiction, but I don't know about this issue. Most of those people are real good.
Yes.
Chief would elaborate just for the
people think I heard about your upcoming complaint. And then also, where you stand on the giving your force back up to your full force.
Next week, Monday through Friday, I'm attending a new chief development. It's a required course. Once the chief's appointed, you have 2 years to take the course. And I booked the class almost a year ago because the classes go up relatively quick, and they're kind of few and far between as far as scheduling and attending their course. So if I don't go next week, then I may not be able to get a class within the 2 year time frame that I have. But it's in Huntsville, and I'll be commuting there and back every day.
What's up?
I'm excited about going. I'm sure I'll learn some new things, and I'll be glad when it's over.
How many days is it?
It's 5 days. Friday through Friday.
Did they mention that the Moody Chief is going to go in for you while you're not?
I did talk to Moody Chief, and he's more than willing to step in and cover my absence, and then as well as the county, of course. So that'll definitely be, covered if I'm gone, and nothing's going to change on my shift. There'll still be full coverage on my shift. And I'll be here in the evenings as well.
You be careful.
Don't run yourself right.
Later, may I read you something?
Does it pretend to do? Is it part of the...
Yes, sir, it does.
All right, go ahead.
According to a recent appellate judge court decision, a city cannot pursue code enforcement in its ETJ. The court specifically cited a town, which was Lakewood Village. The Texas Supreme Court decision, where the court had held that general law municipalities could not extend building codes or permits to an ETJ. Ordinances are only for within the city limits.
He's not a county enforcement.
Look it up.
He's not a code enforcement, he's a police officer.
The police officer cannot enforce city code, city ordinances outside of the city limits, cannot enforce them in an ETJ.
Well, that's not a duty.
I thought we appointed him the code enforcement officer as well as being the chief of police.
No.
We voted on that here.
Yes, we did.
We voted on that here.
Hold on. Can I speak real quick? I'm going to address your question as well, so you'll let me see real quick. First off, I checked before council made that decision. He did not identify himself as a code enforcement officer. He is chief of police,
yes.
Code ordinance enforcement. He cannot legally represent
but
himself.
But that was the way it was presented to the council. Right. And vote on.
He's in charge of the case. Right. Right.
It needs to be changed then.
We put him in charge.
He's in charge of code enforcement.
Okay.
Now he's doing
code. Put him over COVID. Okay.
He can enforce ordinances. Now as far as can he enforce ordinances in the ETJ, that law says he can, but maybe it's suspended or something else. From what I was just looking back there, it just because that case happened and that judge ruled it that way, that doesn't mean that's the law. Right. So what we need to do is I've already emailed you the DML, Christy Drake. Please contact her. She will give you the right information, and that's where you need to get all your information from.
Yes.
From the lawyers.
But later is calling something that happened on that case. That has nothing to do with what we're all talking about.
We need to stick to
the I was quoting Texas Municipal
League.
That's
all, man. Okay.
Recently hired an officer, Chris Roman. He's in his 6 weeks of training, and he's nearing completion of that. I have another officer that I'm working on bringing on in the next few weeks. And then once he's trained, then I'll still have full coverage on nights, and then I'll have Martinez moving to day shift, so that'll take care of one of the spots, and I'll still have one more spot that I'm working on filling.
So it's three of you right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It will be four shortly, and then if I hire one more, then it'll be five, like it was. So then at five, I'll be back fully staffed, and I'll have full coverage day and night.
Wonderful.
Maybe you can make a really fun.
Yeah, that'll take a little stress off of you. Yeah. Like that, you know? You got a lot on your shoulders, young man.
Yeah, you do. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
I mean, I'm used to covering everything during the day, and it doesn't faze me one bit. I mean, whatever I need to address during the day or do during the day, I'm doing
it. That was your age. You didn't bother me either.
When was that?
Maybe years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now, Gene, do you have a modern report?
Well, it's been like broken in my home, but we fixed 10 leaks within the month, not counting the one we fixed after this last bit of weather. We had three pipes over at the PD that we fixed, one at the water office, and we had some small issues with chlorinators and stuff freezing up, but we got them all fixed and back online.
You did an excellent job keeping the water going. We appreciate it.
And taking care of the car that catch on fire from the
public.
Plus all the other stuff you did.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
If you fix it, when you fix it.
Are you through, Jim?
I'm done. I mean, we're doing what we can. I know we got some trees down that we're working on. It's still taking time to get around to it, cause
Yeah.
Gotta make sure everybody takes them water.
Well, you got a big one on my road today, and I thank you.
Yes, sir. We're gonna finish working on that tomorrow.
That was dangerous.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Can I talk about the water situation he was in a little bit in this situation?
Real quick.
Well, I don't know how quick it'll be.
Well, we don't play it. We got to get through this meeting.
Don't
talk too much.
Hey, it's important. You like to have water. You should get water.
I have to tell you that, John. Look with me.
I worked with Gene quite a bit during this and talked to him and even drove some things for him. And sometimes I would tell him some things somebody had asked, and he kept up with him and encouraged him through the whole thing because it's very touchy. It's cold and they can froze to death like several people of us could out there. Every water system is unique unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marlin or somebody or Hewitt or somebody whoever didn't have water. This, I believe, is going to be a blessing to us in disguise when we start addressing, improving, expanding this water system. But we did have some problems. Clay valves, PRVs, chlorinators freezing up. They need some heaters in there to keep them from freezing. Little things, but I wanted to commend them myself because I know what it is. And there was people that were out of water, and there's a lot of reasons for it. We'll address that need later. But I wanted to. I just want you to know that this is a water system been built. Since I can remember, I'm 75, and it's a good water system. It needs some tweaking and some upgrading, but I commend these men for working as hard as they did.
There are just three of them.
I know, but the thing is they used everybody's ability and support, including all the city staff and us and the outside, to listen to him. And I commend them for that as well. So I'm thankful for what I'm saying.
Kudos, Gene, kudos.
Okay, thank you.
Thank y'all. I'll let the guys know.
Yeah.
All right, thank you,
Gene.
Okay. Item number 3 on the agenda, consent agenda. Discuss and possibly approve the minutes of January 28th, 2021.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, on those minutes, let's see here on that item number 8. That's falling up here. Item number 8, I need to change that to check on the buying. It said buy a new system for the new city hall. It should be, it was a new city hall and current city hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then item 10, and I know that was a lengthy one, that was line there, if we could just make sure that reads as the agenda, per the agenda on that item 10, Sonia.
I don't have it for me,
but. Yeah, okay. have you got that item 10 from that meeting, Mark?
Yeah.
Is that what you give? Okay.
Okay,
I had it too. Capital discussion on the same action on the
amendment ordinance section 1.04.03.4, power of the duty of changing section, and then I put the
to read as
follows. Those who made original agreement to state and the code enforcement officer and section to state and the code enforcement part. So you basically want me to put a whole.
This is what was on the agenda,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I just want to make sure that it reads like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make a copy.
Okay.
Get my copy. And then I can make the change.
Well, I just had an agenda from that meeting. And there's all the language that's on there. And that's all that I've seen.
Okay. Do you want to make that a motion since you've got those two things you want to change, sir?
Yes. Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the January 28th, 2021 minutes with the amendments to number 8 and item number 10, as we just discussed, I just give a sign.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of January 28th, 2021 for the two corrections noted. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Item number 4, council to discuss decision possibly take action approving the preliminary plat for Parkside subdivision by Travis Crowd.
Yeah. How's it going, everyone? I hope y'all stay warm these past couple of weeks. I know over on my end I was wearing a parka inside. Stay warm.
Yeah.
So, after last meeting, we went ahead and went with a much more simple plan. It doesn't have some of the features I was hoping to include, but I figured for this time around, it'd be a good idea if we just got this one through so that we could get a subdivision made inside of city limits. We are still including a fire hydrant. We're going to be bringing water across the road. And other than that, the only big difference is the lot. The shape of the lot is significantly different, so we can get that 80-foot minimum. And that creek, that wet weather creek, We're not clearing it as much as we were originally planning to. We're probably just going to clear the first set. That will all be finalized during the final plat stages. Overall, we put in front of the old engineer. Abert and East said so far it looks pretty good, so that means we should be up to date with absolutely everything this time around.
Yeah.
Ms. Krause, I only have one question. I'm looking at the letter from our engineer to approve you. You flat, but did you comply with what the council was consistent was of doing the road and having the cul-de-sacs turn around for emergency and fire department?
We're not doing that anymore because there's no need for it. We're no longer going to be doing those flags.
Okay.
For this subdivision.
Okay.
It just was not making sense. We could have done two lots with the plat and it had a common emergency access drive going down with the maintenance easement, but the numbers just didn't work out. So we decided to have one massive lot on that big side.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see it on the plat, and I know that's what we discussed before, so that's pretty nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Other than that, I would like to eventually have a discussion with a couple of people, see what we can do about that 80-foot ordinance and make it so it doesn't conflict with the zoning ordinance. I don't want to get into it now. It's not on the agenda. I just don't know how to go about discussing that with anyone.
Thank you.
So if you can help me talk to the right people so we can have a conversation, I really appreciate it.
Okay, we appreciate that, and I agree with you. Another meeting.
They're bringing the horses up to date and things, I think.
So I can talk then later on.
Do you have a question?
Yes, Ms. Krause, just for our knowledge or general information, each two lots have a joint access driveway.
That's going to be up to the builders how they want to do that. They have a joint access driveway. The idea was to minimize the number of trees that are going to get torn down when those driveways are being made. Thinking if we could have them at the same spot, then they have a joint maintenance agreement, then we could minimize the number of trees that get knocked down and lead to a prettier road and prettier lot front. That was the whole intent behind that.
So they're 40 feet wide, the driveways, and so how, generally speaking, no detail, how would the landowners share a common driveway?
They would have an agreement saying that we're both responsible for the driveway, and I would work with my attorney to sort out the details on that. That's on my to-do list, but I talked with my attorney that there's a lot of good best practices on how to handle that. And there's quite a few nice subdivisions up towards Waco that I looked at when we were working on this project that are doing the same thing, and it looks pretty slick, which is why we included that method.
Okay, thank you. Just curiosity.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's one of the few interesting things on that plan right now. That's still there.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. We're moving on to item 5, my engineer's report. The city engineer is on the paper.
Just for understanding purposes, we have a letter here, emailed from Johnny Tabor.
Yes.
Where he's saying that the documents comply with the city group lane 7 ordinance. So with that in mind, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the preliminary plan of the Parkside
subdivision. Okay, motion's made and seconded to approve the preliminary plan of Parkside subdivision. All in favor, motion made, seconded. Everybody, you got a question?
You skipped over, I don't know, we got a lot of people on the train, and you look, there's a lot more people than normal on the train, and we skipped over if anybody might make a public comment. I don't know if y'all want to do that or not. I don't know if anybody has anything to say. We skipped over public comment.
Number four.
Talking about them too?
Yeah, that's right. We put it on the agenda.
Yeah. He moved the agenda.
Yeah, that we have one in our comments from
that. That was on the email, not on the phone.
All right,
thank you for approving. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom, but we got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, the public comment in the teleconference is to be done by email.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
One moment.
Engineer's report from the engineer, Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor, are you on the phone?
Yes, Mayor, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead with your report.
Hope everyone is doing well. The only active project that I'm working on is the USDA Rural Development City Sewer System. And I sent an email to the council and everybody. I wasn't sure that I would get all this done on the phone. I'll kind of briefly go through it. The city got the last lift station site. And there was a conference with USDA and Sonia and myself, and we discussed the issues, and I felt like at the time that I can get this thing ready and finished by April the 1st. I didn't know we were going to lose a week in the course of this, but nevertheless, that's still my goal. My goal is to have the construction plans and specifications finished and ready to submit to USDA and TCEQ by April 1st.
Amen.
Good deal.
Yes, sir.
So after that, how long do you think it'd be before you can make bids?
Well, there's a few things that will have to occur before that happens. The two long-term things are TCEQ has to review it and approve it, and USDA Rural Development has to review it and approve it. And I don't really know how long that's going to take. It could be 3 weeks, and it could be 2 months. So that's the big if out there. If there's any comments to come back, then I will make the revisions and resubmit it, but that is really an unknown.
And something that's passing 2 months is not a terribly long time, is it, Mr. Taylor?
No, it's not. The wastewater part of TCEQ seems to move a lot faster than the water department of TCEQ, so I'm hopeful that they will get it reviewed and respond within 3 or 4 weeks. I'm just going to have to put it out there and see what they take, and you can't really tell them to go fast, although I probably will. So the fact is, we need to get this thing out for bids.
Yeah.
And there is a group of things that needs to be done, and I'm certain that Sonia is going to talk about that in her item number 9, there's still things that the city needs to do. And ultimately, USDA is going to want the approval of plans and specifications by the right parties. They're going to want all the other things that are in the letter of conditions done and finished before they will actually authorize us to take bids. So I hope not to be the one that holds us up, but I suspect that TCEQ's review and USDA's review will probably be the longest term issues.
Okay. Well, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I wanted to get this thing on, get some digging done.
I've been 9 years.
Well, the economy be like it is, I think it's advantageous to get out as soon as possible. And hopefully this spring and summer when they can start to work, we need cold winter time.
Yeah. And everybody can see that sewer's coming.
Didn't all of the
okay.
Misconceptions will be put aside.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Taylor?
No, sir. I don't have anything. I'm going to stay on the line for you. A few of these that there might be some questions for me about, at least through 9A of Sonja's report.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Item number 8, City Secretary Pam Crone's council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on half of city limits water upgrades.
Okay, on your table I put the meter study for 20 meters, and the second page is the addresses that are wanting meters, and then the third page is a map showing the dot of somewhere every meter is on the addresses. What, see, I have quite a few people that have been calling me every week or emailing me wanting to know what updates I have on it. So basically there's I think 4 or 5 want to build brand new homes, so they're wanting to know what timeline we might be looking at when we can do this upgrade.
Yeah.
I have to write like that something.
Right.
When she finishes up.
Okay.
So before we get too in depth in this conversation, I just want to make note that this is out of city limits. Not saying that they're not as important, but just saying that we have a lot of upgrades to do, and until we get our reimbursement from USDA, we need to kind of hold off on taking on any more water projects, because there's no sense in going in debt to break up, upgrade our water system when we're about to get reimbursed on $7 million. So I don't think we really need to consider taking on any projects right now until we get that money back. So we don't need to keep piling up debt. Because if we take out more debt to upgrade more water lines, that means we're going to have to increase the price of water, we're going to have to increase the price of taxes. The money's got to come from it. And I don't think it's fair to the citizens to live inside the city limits to pay a higher bill for the city to upgrade outside the city limits. That's my thought. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
What do you think, Mr.
Thomas? I have something in detail on that, and I talked about it about a year and a half ago with council.
Right.
And why. And I remember several things that they didn't know or they didn't remember. On what Ms. Bishop says, I think first of all we'd all talked about, and you had said something, Mr. Mayor, about some things in a water study before, upgrading the system.
Yeah.
And I think we had discussed amongst ourselves for maybe putting a committee together to study the situation as well.
Yeah, we have three outstanding ones, but there are a lot more.
Yeah, but we're talking about the condition of that. Some even the council appointed some figures and some people locally and professional people and us council members to study this system and make recommendations to the city council. On that, there's, I hope this is helpful, there's a lot of false information about good water meters and upgrading systems and things, so I'm going to read some things from TCEQ and just plain things that should have been explained to people over many, many years. And maybe some of it was and some of it won't, but now I'm going to just basically touch on it. The majority of the citizens are not informed on the laws and rules and regulations of the water system utilities. It would have been much better for many years if they had been in a transparent way, but they were not. Rumor and gossip and frustration and misconception about the operation of a utility could have been alleviated. The expansion, growth, meters, lines, etc., the purposes and such included responsibilities is everyone's. I will do the best I can to furnish some information on this subject. this will not be all-inclusive but cover the gist of the matter. I realize the frustration of citizens as well as the city personnel that have to deal with this issue. This should not have been the case. If dealt with in an open, transparent means of the laws, rules, and regulations and requirements, it had been forthcoming in a respectful, professional manner. Under this council, I hope this will no longer happen. I trust you as best we can. The city utility is a service business, for lack of a more apt word, providing potable water, not in the realm the development of other areas thereto. The municipality must consider the growth in proprietary, fiscal, responsible manner to all current and future customers in a fair and equitable manner. The capital investment in upgrading, extending, or other improvements can be large, including additional storage tanks, pumps, valves, PRVs, transmission lines, maintenance is a complex issue. The growth in customer base are beneficial to everyone in the long term for the vitality of our community. Some of the, I don't think they understand that when you extend it way out to somebody, you're putting an undue burden on the people here. So they don't understand they have to participate in the cost on a fair and equitable manner based on our studies and engineering and what have you. And even if it includes having built another water tank. I don't think they understand that. And that needs to be explained when they ask for meters. So under the TCEQ requirements of the law, the system must be designed to maintain a minimum pressure of 35 PS at all points within a distribution system network at a flow rate of 1.5 gallons per minute per connection. When the system is intended to provide firefighting capability, it must also be designed to maintain a minimum pressure of 20 PSI under fire and drinking conditions combined. The distribution system, the distribution of public water systems that are also affected utilities must be designed to meet the requirements of code section so-and-so of this title relating to the minimum water system capacity requirements of 20 gallons per connection if the pressure tanks, that's a little different, are used, or a maximum capacity of 30,000 gallons is sufficient for up to 2,500 connections, or an elevated storage capacity of 100 gallons. Those are all three methods of pressure to maintain the minimum flow. Wherever it is. But the main thing is people have to understand that it's not the utility responsibility just to run the light up. They have to participate in the cost. A fair and equitable matter. Mr. Taylor, does that cover pretty much in the gist of it without going into great detail?
Yes, sir. One thing that I would add is even now, the city requires that somebody that wants a meter fill out a meter study. Yeah. And it's sent to me so I can evaluate what a customer outside the city limits, how adding a customer affects the other meters.
Yes, yeah, I understand, but what I'm saying is what I hear from them is that we're going to cost me this much money. They don't understand, and they know it. Well, we sent it to the engineer. Why we got to pay the engineer? You know, they don't understand the gist of the theory of it, why it is what it is. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you won't know how adding meters affects your system unless there's a hydraulic analysis done of adding them. And the city's already had several developers that came in and said, hey, I want 5 meters, I want 20 meters.
Yeah.
We do the same thing for them, and we make them pay for the cost to improve the system to maintain everybody that's on the system's pressure and volume and add the meters that they add.
Okay.
The same thing applies to an individual customer, individual person who says, hey, I want a meter.
I understand it. I understand it very well. But the ordinary citizen don't understand that. The developers do. I'm just trying to say that I think if it somehow, some way, the city has some way of communicating this to them in a, because people understand money. And if it's explained to them, and I think that most people understand it, the developers do, and I agree with what you're saying. No disagreement whatsoever. I'm just saying, because I hear so many people complain, well, it cost me $8,000, $10,000, this and that, and they don't understand why. That's what I'm saying. It's just like,
well, that 10 years
ago, at your request, the city changed some things and pulled old inactive meters. And there's a reason for it. I understood it.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of people still fussing and complaining. That's what I explained here at the council. They don't understand that you've got 250 meters out here and they're not active and not paying the minimum bill. At first, they take money away. Second place, for every meter you got to have 100 gallons of storage here. That costs money to build tanks. So therefore, you can put other meters in the country that somebody wants them. To say, well, that's the same thing. These people, you caught a lot of flack. The city caught a lot of flack, but they didn't understand why. That's my point. These people need to understand what's going on, whether they agree or not. Then they've been informed. Then Pam, or the city staff, or councilman, or the mayor don't get fussed at all the time. Then it's got to fall where it's going to fall. Either they want it or they don't. But part of the responsibility is there as well as the city. I'm finished, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That's good.
Well, it's needed. I felt like it needed to be said.
Yeah. That was a lot to urge your morning.
It ain't as easy as you think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so Pam, I'm sorry, Pam, do you want to continue on the capital? Do you have what you need, or what do you need?
Well, I think what they needed was our timeline when we thought we might be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main thing I'm asking.
I think it'd probably be a better deal if we do our study in the committee, plus after the sewer's done, we'll see what kind of money we've got and attack the issues that we all think it needs to be done. And I think the people that want the meters is probably a priority, but we'd have to see what the upgrade system is to what we can do. That's my thought there. Yeah. I'm just one person.
They're walking. It's going to cost about $243,000.
Well, let me say this. All these people here have done meters, individual meter studies, and Johnny has put down there how much it would cost for them to get a meter. So they're basically, you know, anywhere from 18 to 24,000 miles.
Yeah.
34,000 I think, or 3 meters. They're not, you know, what they're looking at is not paying that, not overpaying that.
They want the city to absorb the whole cost.
Can't do that. That's not fair to Pam Cole living in Indy for 25 years.
Well, as Johnny stated earlier, you know, everyone that has, every developer that's came in here,
yeah, they understand
that they've paid the whole cost. And you know, we all know that developer passed that cost along to those people.
Well, some of this benefits the city. We're just going to use the interstate. We paid to upgrade the size of the line in the interstate because they turned our things up, they put it in. Now, we put water out here, bigger lines, and they help pay for it. It's going to help improve the city water system as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't afford it all ourselves, and it's not proper or adequate for the people who built the system and live here all their life to run it way out there to them at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so there'll be no action?
Yeah. I'm questioning the family. Do any of these folks, I mean, I assume some of them are not part of the development. They're individual landowners. And are any of them willing to pay the figure to get the meter? And we can't get the meter because we don't have the lines or whatever.
That's part of it.
Okay, so in other words, if they be given a price, say, if you want water meters, I'll cost you this much. If they said, I'm willing to pay that, and they're saying, okay, well, when can I get it? Is that what we have?
No, they're not willing to pay.
Okay.
I thought she said y'all told them how much it was going to cost to pay the meter.
I feel the meter city like
right.
With the amount.
But all of them don't agree to pay.
If each one of them want to pay.
So much money for that meter, and but then what I heard you say is they don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay that.
Right.
Yeah, I just want again on the rate tax decision. What you did, Penso, Mustang, and City Limits. We have customers that have been waiting a couple of years to get a meter on the property. We had one lady come up here and stand in front of council and ask them to beg for a meter to call land on Penso. When we start looking at it, this rear up in our home line is imperative that we prioritize, and I agree with Mr. Talbert. I know a little some of you thought I'm saying this. So there should be a committee with Mr. Talbert, Larry Ballman, Gene Sprout, people that know this water system inside and out. There needs to be a committee to decide, okay, this is where we need to focus, and this is the pattern we want. And then we can get these people okay. But tonight, we can't tell them when we can project the date that we can do this. We're not ready.
No, I thought the same thing with the sewer. When it's finished, we'll see your money.
Right.
And you do some studies, and there's some local people here as well, besides the ones you name. I'm honored with that. But also, like here in her area, and I'm not being critical, I'm just dealing with facts.
Right.
A few years ago, because that pump station was built over at Trinio, they extended that line from 8 to 10 up to Agnes Wheel. And then that fed into Ranch Crest, which used to, it came all the way from Rich Ridge. Part of it, okay? And that come up the old Spring Valley Road and fit in the front of the inch and a half, and this one went into six. Well, when the city's wisdom, whomever it was, when that bridge blew out on Bandy Road, they took out that 8-inch line to cross that bridge because the county wouldn't let it put back. So now we got all this feeding back this way. Now, that's what I was talking about blessing here in this winter. We started because the more alternatives you have under the water preparedness plan in emergencies to feed from many different ways is a blessing. So this all of here is on Bethany, and most of it's crossing crossroads back to our lower end ball field. Now, you took all that water from Red Ridge away from that. And there's ways we can put that back and fix it cheap. And that's what helped people prepare this plan. Plus, there's other areas that you say needs to be, plus there's an 8-inch in there, and I'm not an engineer to get down to the little bitty PSI per square inch, but those are some big lines that carries lots of water, and it can be utilized. Also, to give an example, this was difficult in this cold. Things have to be covered up and keeps the ice off of. The water keeps moving, it'll keep flowing, but it's not going to be as perfect as it was. But I'm going to give you an example. September, the well at my house went down. October, the well at Freddie Oaks went down. Two big 10-inch wells. Two-thirds of all of our. We never had one trouble. One did. This time we had them all going. And we had problems. So the more alternatives you have to feed water, to push and shove and cut them out, the better off you are. Mm-hmm. And that's my my position.
Does this make sense to make a motion that we attempt to form a committee like Sonia is suggesting of individuals that will be willing to serve? I'm talking about not just council members, but I'm talking about like people that can do the work and have it on the agenda for next meeting to propose the committee and commission them, you know, with a mission, you know, what it sounds like to me that the worst part about all this is people just not knowing. If we want to move on, and I think we do want to move on, we need to take some kind of action
so that town's not just sitting there and signing it like we don't know.
Yeah.
So let's, here's an action we're taking. We're going to put some heads together. We're going to try to come up with a plan so that we can tell people, here's where we stand on our plan.
What we can do, work with the engineer, of course.
Yes, yes, people.
And have a committee and decide what needs doing, that we can do the most with the least amount of money and cover the biggest area first. And then we'll be getting money back. Once we go to bid on the sewer, we'll be getting back.
What you can do, Mr. Mayor, is identify the area that needs work.
Exactly.
Then we got the money, we have to attack them by priority.
Right.
So I'm making a motion, that we have that on the agenda for maybe, not the next meeting, but maybe the end of the month meeting next month.
Yeah.
And we've talked to some of these people, ask about their willingness to serve and help us, and then maybe we can propose the committee to the council at that time.
Well, we have three upgrades that Johnny Taylor has prepared in the past. We have the preferred of home and concentrate on the sewer.
I look at them all.
And we need to review those three and see if those still need to be priority or if something else needs to be done first and which cost the most and which is the biggest project.
I think it's going back to Ballard.
And we can cover a bigger area and get more meters quicker. And then as we go along, then we can upgrade those lines to bigger lines.
Okay, so I'd like to make that motion.
All right, you make the motion to the appointment committee.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
This is Jay Stewart here.
Uh-huh.
I just want to let you know the information is incorrect. I'm willing to pay the $20,000 to upgrade to get my water meter. We've been waiting for 6 years. There was an upgrade done. Other people were given water meters. We were looked over. And I am willing to pay the $20,000 because I just can't wait no longer, sir. There's a herd of cattle out there. Thank God, I need water.
And what he's doing is just, it's not the one on the lobby, the other one.
Where's the other one?
Where is the location that you want to meet?
It's on Robin Road, sir, right across the street from Ranch Crest.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty small line up there.
Okay, well, who is,
It's a 6 feet and so far, and it goes to 1.5 inches.
Who is James Kimball?
Yes, sir.
Is that his property?
Yes, sir. We have the land, the land there from Fox Ranch Road all the way through the street there in Ranch Crest.
And you've been trying to get a meter for 6 years.
Okay. Yes, sir. And we were told, we applied for a water meter. We were,
it's my dad.
We were told that we had to do an upgrade. If not, we waited, wait until the upgrade was done. The people got water meters that applied several years later.
Mr. Mayor.
I don't know how we got left over, but we did. But we did need a water meter, and I will have a check there in the morning.
All right, just a minute.
There's something in that situation, if he is where I think he is. How far away are you on the road there, right across from the main entrance of Ranch Crest or somewhere in that area?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
This is why this other line I mentioned while it goes in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when it hits a crossroads, it goes to 6 and goes up there about 150, 200 yards. Then it slides down to 1.5 inches. And it goes to the front entrance of Ranch Crest and feeds into Ranch Crest to 1.5 inches. Now, in this situation, this will free up water from Freely Old Pump if we decide to bring the water back in from Mackey Ranch to Bethany. That will feed Ranch Crest in the front. So therefore, I'm just stating that this also helps the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can foot a little bit of this bill in this situation. Now, I'm just saying that because I'm trying to be an honest person.
Yeah.
But it pertains to other ways what we do in the system as far as moving water and upgrading lines. But that is something that when I was on council last time that I wanted to do, we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Is extend that line and make it a bigger one because Ranch Crest at that time was that big problem. Now it's been some improvements, maybe.
What is it,
Okay, first off, the conversation we're having about meters, that's completely separate from this Jay Stewart situation. what we're talking about with Pam, that was another area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're talking about now with Jay Stewart, that's a whole other area of land, a whole other area of fruit. But anyway, I had a problem with what? No, it's all okay. Okay.
All right, okay, right. It's on the
list here. You
can also have it on the list here.
I've been here for 10 years. I got here. There was a lawsuit that was threatening Mr. Kellogg. I got with Mr. Kellogg, and I talked to him, and I said, what can I do to help you? And so that you spend all this money on lawyers, and so that us spend all this money on lawyers. What can we do? I just want one for Peter. One meter.
Why can't we give them one meter?
Well, he got one meter. He got one meter. And he brought his lawsuit.
Okay.
I've never, until the last week or two, have I heard that Mr. Kellogg wants a meter. This is the first.
That is incorrect. My dad has always needed both of his meters for both of the lands. You are incorrect.
Okay, so what? If he's willing to pay $20,000, why can't we add one meter?
But I want to know what the $20,000 for.
Well, I do too.
That should be upgrading that line. Because he's on each and a half line. That's
and we can't add one later?
I don't know. But he shouldn't be $20,000. What's he paying for?
I
want the answer to why he has to pay $20,000. Just to hook onto that line. That means he's got to upgrade. We're upgrading the line somehow. Is that right, Pam?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's his portion.
I assume.
Yeah, assume.
But
yeah.
I don't assume nothing. I won't deal with facts. I won't hear it.
Right.
Okay, Johnny, are you still there? Can you weigh in on this?
Johnny?
I'm still here. I did an analysis for, a meter that was going to be up on Robin Road. And it was for James Kellogg, and there's $20,000 worth of improvements because the pipelines that are up there barely carry the meters that are served.
Amen.
And in order to get more water up there, we've got to extend the 10-inch that's down on Bethany Road a distance to get more pressure up there. And I'm sitting here looking at the analysis.
Are you talking about the Greenstone for Magnus Field?
The 23rd. So, there is some improvements. If you add the meter without the improvements, then you're going to hurt the pressure on top of that hill, which is pretty marginal. Everybody here?
$20,000
is to extend the 10-inch line further out Old Bethany Road.
You talking about basically from Agnes Wheel back toward the crossroad?
Yes, sir.
What?
So if he's willing to pay that, and then you could be smart because he's at a meter. Of course, I know it would take time to do
that. Would that $20,000 get it up to him, John?
No.
No, it won't get it up to him, but it will make the line adjacent to that property where it has enough pressure to serve a new meter, plus the ones that are already on that section of land.
So the twenty thousand, if I'm hearing you right, that would get him that meter.
Yes, sir.
So is that and how much of the cost would it cost us to far extending that 10-inch as well, if any?
Say that again, now.
Well, are we going to participate in the cost of extending that, the city?
Oh, I don't know about that. Whoever wants to build this, my estimate is it's going to cost $20,000. Now, if the city wants to split the cost half, it'll cost the city $10,000 and somebody else.
I didn't mean that.
Well, that's what you said.
No, I didn't.
other words, of the $20,000, is he going to pay the total cost of extending the 10, or is he going to be some extra besides the 20 that the city?
No, he's just going to pay that $20,000.
That will get it up to him in order to feed him that 1 liter.
I know how that far he is, ain't far. Yeah, he ain't going to run a 10-inch very far.
If he's willing to pay it,
I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Why not do it?
Well, that's off the friendly old place.
Yes.
I want to add to it that I have the application from 2015 where there was the other rail for two meters. In 2015, it was estimated it was going to be $45,000 to $53,000 for meter improvement, and no action was taken. So the meter expired. There was never any, you're going to get a second meter.
There's too many people on here that still have their meters that were using the same meter studies from 4 years ago. They didn't do new meter studies. We had 100+ meter studies that we got open records requests. They used the same meter studies from 4 years ago. They didn't do new meter studies.
And we got a letter from Laura Costa.
That's right.
Stating that either we could pay the upgrade or we could wait until the upgrade was done and we would get a meter.
What I'm saying is that $20,000 may not cover the cost.
That's Johnny said it well.
That's his estimate. Yeah. You know that you still got to beat it.
Yeah. I understand. But we've got to rely upon Johnny.
I understand. But just like any other estimate or bid, you know.
Well, I'm like, this is estimate.
I understand. It's going to be $25,000. Then
you got $5,000 we got to deal with.
What I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but James, here's the thing. 5 years ago, they should have had that meter a long time ago.
I'm not talking about that. I don't know nothing about that. All I'm dealing with right now. I'm not
trying to ride around here.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry, if he's
willing to pay $20,000 to get the upgrade for 1 meter, then I make a motion that we accept this.
Cecil,
you got
to have a motion on the floor that's been voted on.
He was to put it off on it.
Amen. But was there a second?
There was.
Yes,
James second.
I second.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well,
that's to me.
I'm sorry.
That's a different item.
Oh, yeah.
I know that we need to get it voted on, then we go to the end.
Okay. You made a motion to form a committee
between now and our end of the month meeting. Pull people together, form a committee to study, and to, so that we can give people weighing on meters an answer of what our plan is. But that's separate from this.
Yeah, I'm really not on the agenda, but
it's under the water board.
Well, let's go ahead and vote on that, and then do the other motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't need that.
Somebody want to
special? No, I second
it. Motion made and seconded to form the committee to study
water upgrade.
Okay, so good luck. Now in favor? All right, everybody. Thank you, Peter.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept him paying $20,000 to get his meter so he can get an upgrade for his water upgrade.
I want to go back to the meter study. Because we have to go back to come forward with this conversation. So this meter study was done in 2015. Now we're being said that we've had meters to come in, and they got put in from the same thing. The difference is 15 meters did get installed, based off of the same thing, but those people took action immediately. They paid what they had to pay to get those 15 meters.
Okay.
Can you clarify? We're willing to pay the $20,000 upgrade. What is your problem? We're willing to pay for it. What is your problem?
I do not have a problem. I'm just trying to clarify. I want to make sure that there's no future problem because I don't want for there.
There is a problem. There's a problem because there are multiple things wrong with the way this is being done. We should have had a meter 6 years ago, or at least when all the upgrades were done. Let us pay the $20,000. We'll be on our way. So, that's the end of it.
There's a motion on the floor.
No.
Gentlemen.
I'm going to draw my motion because people are very upset right now, and I think we either need to wait until they're cooled off because there's no sense in having arguments.
Well, I don't like the argument, Linda. I mean, I think she's upset because it didn't happen years ago and it got overlooked. And now they're just asking the, for, they're willing to pay, as you know. I mean, was she a little upset? Yes. But do I blame her? No. I mean, sometimes we all get a little upset. Yes, so I understand. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's just try to fix a wrong. All right. That's what we're trying to do.
Now, my motion stands.
Can I ask a question?
My motion stands. Yes, Pedro.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, you cannot make a motion on an item that is not on the agenda.
This is underwater. We got
this,
water.
This is on the agenda, ma'am.
This water upgrade.
Wait, the paperwork we're looking at, it is
on the agenda. And I'm asking for a second.
I'll second.
All right, motion made and seconded.
Cecil had a question. I just want to ask, are they the only people that were told it? They had to pay money to get that upgrade?
No, they hadn't already paid. They took action when it first started.
No. This is entirely different upgrade than previous.
Than the previous?
Yes.
Okay.
This one, everybody knows how much they need to pay to get it needed. And we sent letters and the information they needed to know. And if they wanted to do one of the meters, right now, that it would be that amount they would have to pay to get it needed.
No, I don't understand a lot about the water, but
you will.
It seems to me that one person is going to pay for an upgrade. What about other people that's coming on with 1 meter? That going to get on there for less money than that?
No.
They didn't want to pay that. They was told how much money it would cost them, and they said they didn't want to pay. But is that right?
Right.
Okay. So but Mr. Stewart is willing to pay.
The thing about this extension, I don't know how many feet it is. I know where it's going to be from. I don't know where it's going to stop. But I know it's not going to involve crossroads, okay? But there's other people that's going to be on that line. It's going to benefit too.
Okay. But they're paying for it.
Okay. That's fair.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to say it.
I just want to explain that there's other people besides those that's going to benefit from these people paying that money.
And somebody will try to say
that. All right.
Murphy. Henry, may I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is Matt Holliday. So what's the guarantee that $20,000 is going to cover this? So you're saying for 1 meter, for somebody outside the city limits, if it goes over that, we're going to have to pay it out of tax dollars?
I will pay it out of the water department. So you're paying out of tax dollars,
basically. You're charging me for water.
Yes.
So the citizens of the city are going to pay for water for something outside of the city limits. If it goes over the $20,000. I pay a water bill. We shop in the city limits and pay city taxes. It's not a line item on the agenda.
Because the Stewart, Jay Stewart, it pertains to this packet y'all have.
Yes.
it's a separate item. It's not really going to fall under here legally on the item, agenda item. So what we need to do is we need to put them on the agenda.
This is a generalization.
But, right. But here's the thing. They don't need y'all to make a motion. If they want to pay $20,000 to come get the meter, all they got to do is show up and pay their check. It's not nothing y'all need to approve.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, stop.
Yeah, but I was under the impression and saying that it was on the agenda because what we're talking about it here, your name is on
their
name is there for 1 meter.
But if you read the way the staff council is discussing, consider possibly take action on out of city limit water upgrade, in the agenda, it doesn't say their name. So,
You can do the upgrade just the same.
But if they are willing to pay the money and get their meter, they don't need council to make a decision because they've already decided they're going to pay $20,000 and get their meter. So they don't need council to take any action at all.
That's right here. I would wonder about that. On the agenda, under item 8, it says we take action on city limit water upgrade.
Out of city limit.
That's exactly what it is. It's an upgrade so they can get a meter.
I would feel more comfortable if it had their name on the agenda.
My question is.
But they don't even need y'all to make a decision on their meter.
My question is on that.
We'll see y'all in the morning with
$20,000.
It's
just
saying
to come pay the money.
You have to get on
the council. Yeah, I live.
When will you be able to start to working toward getting him that meter?
Well, the way that the standard new water service study is done is we identify, I put on here what I believe to be the maximum cost of this work, which is $20,000. And part of that is fees for me to draw plans to tell the contractor exactly how to build it so it complies with the rules and with the city's requirements. So if they can certainly pay $20,000 now if they want to, and I'm going to send a contract over that says I'm supposed to go to work on it. I will prepare plans, we'll put it out for bids, and we'll get bids on it, and hopefully it'll be less than $20,000.
That's what I said a while ago, what if it's mold? City go eat it?
No, the agreement says that this is an estimate. And if it's more, then there'll be a decision that's made. Does the council want to put some in it? Or do they want to pay another $3,000 or... Probably. No, it could be less.
Yeah. Probably so.
How long?
So typically the way this is done is whatever the cost comes out to be from a competitive bid contractor to build this is paid by the applicant, not by the city.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. But again, Cecil's question was about how long, some type of time frame. I think
6 years.
No, it from the time that y'all tell me to go, I'll have plans ready in about a week and a half. And if the council doesn't want to specifically review it, then I can get authorization to get it advertised. Just work with Sonya to do it. We've got to put an advertisement for bid out. There are some exceptions, and we might look at that. there's a certain amount that you have to put out for bid, and a lesser amount you don't, but typically I want to see three bidders on it, so, and I think the city does too, so we get bids in some manner, and then we have a price, and I expect that could happen. If we don't have to advertise, we can probably have it done in 30 days. We can have it bid and a contractor hired in 30 days.
Good.
If we have to advertise it, then we lose 2 weeks in advertising time, and it would be a little longer than that.
Okay. All right. One other thing I have for Jay, are you still on there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just
to clarify here, if for some reason that bid come up more than 20,000, are you willing to cover all of it?
Yeah, we're good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then that's right there about somebody having to pay taxes on some unused portion that they
that's true.
That we have to. So he's willing to pay, if it's $25,000 or $22,000 or maybe it's $15,000, I don't know. But whatever it is, he's willing to pay that. Is that right, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
I was just curious on the timeline, but he kind of cleared that up with the about advertising and stuff. But the shortage of people right now doing construction, I'm just hoping it doesn't take that long.
Right. He said something about maybe 30 days.
Yeah. Maybe 30.
Yeah.
Not enough 2 weeks.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Okay.
That's one thing to about is if we get this ready to bid, we put it out for bids, we get a contractor, we have a fixed price on it, everybody's happy with it, says go. It would not be unreasonable for the meter to be set before the construction work is complete, only because it's already paid for. We're in a relatively low water use period, and it will be finished by the time we get to the high use period, which is a big issue in that area because Ranch Crest uses a ton of water, and that summertime usage is why the pressure is so low up in some of those high areas on the hill.
Yeah, the infill side, that's where it's tough.
It is. Yeah, we can, if everybody's in agreement and the money's paid and the contractor's time leaves to work and all that, then I would say I don't have any issue with installing the meter farm as soon as that happens.
Okay.
Who's going to hold the check? Is it going to be put in escrow, or what are they going to do with it?
Usually they pay the engineering fee.
I have a recommendation.
Okay.
My recommendation is that we do exactly what's on the new water service study, and that is that they pay $2,300 so I can go to work. And that will be the prepared plans and get it out for bid and get a contractor to bid on it.
Okay.
Or settle, hopefully settle.
That's what you
and then when we get the bids in hand, then he can pay the rest of it and we'll know exactly what it is.
Sounds good.
Does
that sound good to you, Jay?
Yes, sir. Okay. Hey, tell one of the other daughters and tell me to go to work and let's rock and roll.
All right.
At the end of the morning.
You
got
the
paper?
All right. Here we go.
I wouldn't ask questions.
Oh,
did you vote on it?
No.
Okay.
How far are you going to extend that 10 inch, Mr. Taylor?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
Okay. I'll ask Mr.
Taylor. All right, item number 9. The fuel bench driver, you got a bunch of stuff on there.
Thank you for that. Upgrade on, update the citizens' account on USDA
it was TDA. I and Del Pam, Johnny Tabor had a meeting with Gary Tenowitz at USDA. Excuse me.
Are you making it out now?
She told me I need to get with him. I'm a bond lawyer. I already done that. She said we need to get all of our easements that Dan got, all of the land that we were purchased. All of that has to go over to our attorney. They have to review all that. We started the process of that. She went over to the USDA stuff with us. She sent me the USDA check off with us so we could check off things from the building. We're going in the right direction. We're checking off the boxes as we go. And hopefully by spring, we're going to see some big process for sure. We have not, I know there's a program going around that we lost our grant. We have not lost our grant. The other rumor is we sent our grant. We have not spent not one penny of our grant because we have not gotten the back yet. So just want to clarify that. Okay, item B. I'm done with that.
Okay.
Item B is a case to discuss and consider possible take action on providing the BEISC with an approved with $8,820 for security camera upgrades for new equipment on campus. The request is approved by the city judge to be paid from the Clinton County Judge Station Fund. Ordinance 2021-01 budget adjustment. Reduced line item 10003001 restricted fund balance file safety. $8,820 create a budget expense line in the amount of $8,820. I spoke with Mr. Kilgore. I had also Chief Dorsey and Chief Brandon talked to me about the bus camera. Whenever Mr. Kilgore got in touch with his staff and his attorney, they did it. Not a really good way to spend the money because they've been losing a lot of support cases. So the camera. But what would work is having cameras on the new livestock building they have, also upgrading elementary schools. In your packets, I included quotes they had gotten from Extraco Technology, and that's who they use for all of their equipment, and the amount was for $8,820. So Mr. Kilgore asked if we would consider paying that for those cameras. For the elementary and for the
line top. Okay. I'll make a motion that we utilize that $8,820 for a security camera upgrade and new equipment for our Bruce Lady Athletic School. I'll second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded. And that's the ordinance number 2021-01 budget adjustment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's the ordinance 2021-01 budget adjustment. It's what you said, maybe $8,820 to the school, and this is coming from the
child safety.
Child safety, and it's being approved by the municipal judge, including the dispersal program. Okay, and this will reduce line item 10-00-3-01 by $8,820 and create and budget expense line to the amount of $8,820. And that's our motion. Please second it. All in favor? Yeah. Now item C, Tony.
Item C. Council to discuss and consider possible take action on line item amendment to be made by the city administrator in accordance with ordinance number 92010. Currently, as the city administrator, I'm allowed to make these adjustments without bringing it to council. However, I don't feel that's the way it should be done. I think it needs to come to council, and I think council needs to vote on it. I will be putting on the agenda in the future to have ordinance 092010 amended that will say these require cancel approval. Because when you allow city administrators to go in and change their budget, you're not changing the budget's staying the same, but you're allowing them to move the budget from one item to the other. Who's to say I would move my pay salary to another line? I will be asking that for another meeting, but just to figure out it up. So right now tonight, I'm asking you to reduce line item 1046001. This money was budgeted for an hourly sports clerk because at the time our court was being overwhelmed with cases. However, COVID has changed everything. Our cases have been reduced not to the police department. There's been less cases coming in paid to the foundation. There's been less action being taken through the virtual court. It's not reflected on our police department whatsoever. We no longer need this position. So, we do need to finish the city hall, and we do need to correct an error that was made in our budget where we did not budget anything for the new city hall, and we have paid already a little over $11,000 for the air conditioner parking here and all that. So, I'm asking council to let me reduce that line item, but I want to increase the line item for the CIP city hall by the same amount. It's not changing the budget. It's just merely moving where the money's being spent. Your budget's going to stay the exact same. The money's just going to be spent to replace it.
So I need a motion to reduce the line item and increase the line.
I like my motion. We're doing this by ordinance?
It's just a part of the...
Well, that's an amendment. The ordinance is amendment. Made in the budget.
We're not amending the budget.
You're moving something to a budget that had zero in the budget. That's all I'm asking. You didn't have any money for City Hall in the budget. It was zero.
Right. But I'm changing a different line item to zero.
Well, we discussed it. Yeah, I understand what yeah. You're doing. I just want to make sure it's legal.
It is. I'm sure we can't help.
I like it too. I talked to Mr. Lehman.
Yeah.
he suggested to do it by Midland.
Okay. All in favor? Now, item D, council discussion, consider possible take action on accepting bids for bulletproof glass for the new city hall.
Okay, we discussed it in the workshop.
Yeah. Yes, I think
it's Mr. Fowler and I worked together, basically Mr. Fowler wrote up this lovely little packet that we can now give it to the end. And we sent this to 25 top vendors. Then it's replaced the clean, then it's replaced the Waco Jewish brand, then it all over the place to get bids for bulletproof glass for the new city hall. I've gotten one in return. It's still sealed. I don't know if the council member wants to open it.
I think you should open it.
I'll let Mr. Powell.
I would just like to propose, and I'll make a motion depending on the discussion, but I'd like to propose that we revisit previous estimates of companies that we got estimates from who did not quote the job, and just verify that they are not going to bid. I feel like that if we open this bid and then we look, and we don't know, we're not bound by law to accept that bid, but I would just propose if we revisit other companies, and they just didn't respond, and I guess that says they're not interested, but I know that the estimates that we got, at least from one of the other companies was, they were interested, so I don't know what's happened.
There were two before, wasn't there? Two different ones before?
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying...
If they're interested, they're trying to submit the same thing.
If we open this bid, then we really can't go out and get invite any more people
on it, you know, without putting ourselves, I guess, in a situation we don't want to be in. I'd rather hold it, put it on the next month's agenda or the next council meeting agenda, and see if we have other interested parties.
Then what are we going to do then?
You can reject any and all bids.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. If we can reject any and all bids, I'm just saying if we reject this, then we go out and solicit bids again.
When you don't get it, you do what you say.
Then if we don't get any, we'll just delay the process. I mean, I think we've already put it out there, and we've only got one back.
Okay. Yeah, I have a copy of the email. Y'all want to see the email that I sent?
No.
This is all the email addresses of all the different people. I mean, I really did try. I wasn't trying.
How many did you estimate you sent it out to?
25.
Okay, because you said that earlier. I just wanted to reiterate that.
Okay,
I'm satisfied.
Thank you, though. So, somebody else can make a motion,
though. You are trying to get that grass in there before you move in that building, aren't you?
Yes,
sir. Yeah,
we got to go and do it.
So, I wouldn't put it off any further.
Well,
I'll tell you,
that's open. To me, I wouldn't want it out there.
You want me to read how much it is?
Yes, I want you to read.
Who's it from, firstly?
Glass Conquer, Hewitt, Texas. This has been installed 2, so it's level 1 bulletproof. Level 1 bullet resistance is what it is. And it's $14,277.50.
So it's 13,700.
Yeah.
13,700. They added tax in there.
See, like on this video stuff, they
put tax.
Yes, ma'am.
13,700.
Okay. Come on, I can't read what you're saying.
Yeah, it says install it.
Okay.
Well, it's probably 2 of them.
Two.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for bringing it to me.
And see that?
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid for the bulletproof glass for both places, both windows, for the new city hall for
$13,700.
I'll second. Did you second it?
Mitch Fowler did.
Mark.
Oh, okay. Motion made and seconded to accept the bid of $13,700 from whatever that company was.
Glass
Doctor.
All in favor? Unanimous in favor.
Thank you for speaking.
Item A, council to discuss and consider the possible take action on approving quotes for drive-through windows. For council's request during the last council meeting. So you've got quotes for the drive-through
window. Right, so I got those quotes for the drive-through window. I'm not asking y'all to make a decision on those, but so here's the problem with the drive-through window. Here's the problem with the drive-through window. There's just those two, and I got some of those still out. The drive-through window, it is something the citizens like, and I would even say it is something the citizens need. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. I think we need to do more research on the drive-through window before we make a concrete decision. And I think it's something we should consider putting in after the fact. Maybe even put it in next budget year, so that way we're not making a lot of investments. Because that is something that we did not budget for that building whatsoever. And I just think that trying to come into this budget year with that, we have some money in fund balance, and it's up to y'all if y'all want to spend it there. But I think it's something that we could wait on.
Probably in the meantime, what you going to do in the meantime?
Well, there's the option that Mr. Fowler has said, leave the water park over here to take the water payment. Leave the one over here.
I don't like that. I believe somebody over here.
I don't really like it either.
By itself, but, I mean, what's it going to take for us to do this? I mean, we have fun in our fund balance.
We have plenty of money.
We have the money. All we have to do is
do it.
Yeah,
I'm not asking y'all to do that. If y'all want to, y'all can. But I'm asking, do y'all want me to do it like we did the bulletproof glass? And you did. And we sent a bid out there, and I emailed around, and I sent it out to a bunch of places and see what bids we get.
I think that's a proper thing to do.
So I just want y'all to tell me what to do.
I think we should get bids.
How much can we
spend? Because we had a big, heated discussion on the council meeting. That because we did not get sealed bids on things.
50,000.
Yeah. The state law says you don't have to go to bid for anything under that.
Under 50.
Well, that changed a lot. But we have to see that if it's over, 3,500 or something like that, you get 3,000.
You have to get folks from Hope Vendor.
Yes.
And right. Have a Hope Vendor that I'm waiting on. Right. And construction.
What's a Hope Vendor? I don't know.
A Hope Vendor is.
Oh, a Hub?
Hub.
Okay.
H-U-B.
I misunderstood you.
Because
of that hub. So it's an O for
something. Hey, what did you say?
Been looking on the same time?
Yes, sir.
And
been your
time
we're talking
about here.
On the drive-thru window? I don't. The one guy, he told me that he, a couple months ago, they had to order the window.
Well, I think he's talking about when you can get the bids and if
you have to. Oh, when you get bids, I'll contingent on you all. So if y'all tell me tonight, y'all say, okay, fine, we're going to make a motion, we want you to get bids. Y'all tell me when y'all want me to get bids, and y'all tell me when y'all want me to close it. So if y'all say, okay, I want you to start sending out bids tomorrow, I can send out bids tomorrow. If y'all want me to put it in the newspaper, I can have it put it in the newspaper. If we put it in the newspaper, there isn't even that, of course. This bidding process we're doing is this council's choice to do it this way, and I think it's great. But it's not state law that y'all do it this way. But whatever y'all tell me to do is what I'm going to do.
Is this QTS? Is that what that is? QTS?
QTS, yes, sir.
What would be a good time frame? What do you think a good time frame then we get it out right away?
Well, this is already the end of the month. We're already on the 25th of February. Mm-hmm. I would say give at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay, so we're talking about March the 25th meeting then.
Yeah. Before we would have any, we would know if we even got anybody.
So we probably need it in by March the 22nd, 21st, whatever, what day that on.
We
21st is a Sunday.
Okay, so 22nd.
Well, we could say on that Friday, we'll take bids up until that Friday. Close the bids on that Friday.
Wait a minute, the 25th is on Thursday, so you're thinking about that Friday being the 19th?
Friday,
4th.
Well,
19th.
Oh, maybe after Monday or something, give a little more time.
Okay, we could say that we've all worked
for the bid. Well, I think Linda was saying the 22nd.
Yeah. But you know, like on this QTS, you know, that's the whole sheet mass put in. You know, as long as somebody can do that, the whole sheet might have to put the
responsibility.
Well, then that's the thing.
That's what I'm looking for.
When we do the bid, I want to use QTS as my example of what I want for my bid. I want you to cut the building. I want you to install it.
Yes.
I want you to install the drop box.
Yes.
I don't want
all
you to
bid
half the job.
You're right.
It's a whole job.
Yeah, that's the reason I like
yes.
whole spec. I mean, that's $16,000 lots of money, but that's a lot of stuff they're doing, too.
Yeah. Right.
I'm making a motion that we ask Sonny to come out with a bid request with a deadline for bids being received in the business on March 22nd.
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded here.
Linda.
Linda. To get the bid.
It's old, not Linda.
Yes. All in favor? Unanimous. Yes. Okay. Item F. Council to discuss procedures possible action on approving quotes for a sound system for both the old and
Well, the prices were going to be the same in both. We talked about that in the workshop, doing it at the new one, because then they could utilize that.
If you ever had a class or something and you needed the technology of the new building, all you have to do is come over there and do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to, as long as there's no court, there's no decontaminating, and you need to use that building, that's your building too.
I do have one thing on this. Did we send these people these quotes we got, did we send out a spec sheet and tell them what all we wanted? And that way they did apples to apples?
No. What happened was, they came out here and they looked at this facility and what we have, and then they walked over to the new building and they went through and they looked in the attic and they walked around and they asked Pam and I questions.
Okay.
Like, what do y'all want? What is your goal? What is your dilemmas now? And one of the biggest things to tell them is, like, we have council meetings that the citizens can't really hear what's going on because we don't have the sound system. We need to be able to, all the things we need to be able to do. And they wrote up their quotes based off of the walkthrough of the building, where everything's situated in the building, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I guess it might have been a horror to give a spec sheet that's like on something like this if you don't know what to give them. I guess what you could put in there in the package
is just a statement that says site evaluation
right.
by appointment only, or something like if they want to call and come out here and evaluate the site, which I don't have any deadline without doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
This is way more complex.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, like, the equipment brand, there's so many different brands of
yeah.
of these things and of the screens and
yeah.
the wiring, and there's so many different brands and styles, and, like, this company uses one kind of wiring, this company uses another kind. That company can use a different kind, that one can use a different kind. This is going to be a little bit harder. So what I would say is if you don't want to take quotes on this project and you want to do bids like we did other stuff, that we put evaluation by appointment, please contact Tanya Bishop to set up an appointment. Once they come set up their appointment, then they can put it in their still envelope their bid.
Yeah.
So there's we can do it that way because I'm not comfortable. I don't think it would be a good idea to give them this is a list of what you're
going to
need. I don't know.
Well, I know, but I mean, long as we tell, like you said, like in this one, this KHT, you said, oh, on that one, we're going to get more product,
right.
more bang from our buck than we are in this other
right.
one, and you said that's where we get the screen
right.
and a new...
Well, that's because
Well, this other one didn't have that in
there. He doesn't offer it. He doesn't offer it at all.
All I'm saying is, when they do come out, we need to make sure that we're, they're bidding apples to apples on what we want.
Well, so if I was going to propose to y'all, if I was actually sitting here trying to sell even one of these to y'all, this is the one I would be trying to sell.
That's the one I would buy.
This is the one I would be saying, hey, let's buy this. So what I would like to say is, whenever the person comes out, I can take that page and that page away, and I can say, okay, these are the things that I want to have happen. I want a projector that can use the lights on. I want to be able to project that to my citizens at home. I want to be able to post, I want to be able to live stream this to my website, and I want that to be captured and saved so that if the citizen wants to view it 3 months, 5 months, a year from now, they have that ability.
Well, see, now you know because you've had them come out and you've been over with them, so now you know what's basically different for
them. Well, now I know what this company can give me, so now I can tell the next one these are what we're looking for.
Okay, don't you think we should use a little caution about not using their work?
Oh, no.
To help us.
That's why she said you take those sheets.
I'm going to take the sheets away, and I'm just going to have like my notes in my notebook. Yeah. So they won't know that I had this company.
Okay.
This is where I got my framework. I'm just going to have notes that say I want a projector that I can use lights on. I'm going to give a projector to this.
I wouldn't want to take the first time.
No,
you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
No, it's not appropriate.
Question, Bishop. Concerning this against the glass inside and the other part, if we can't get this done as quickly, maybe what we need to do the other, the glass and the things, we can't always come over here and have a council meeting until we can get this other done.
We could,
I'm just asking.
But we don't have to do that.
Okay.
You want to know why?
No.
No, ask me why.
What? Now I don't know why.
Because in the new building, the phone systems are new, and we have a conference phone that we can actually bring out into the middle of that room over there, and we can have our meeting on that conference phone, and that conference phone is going to be better than the sound system.
Well, what I was saying is maybe this is not as important to do in a hurry as
the glass.
If you had to bid this out and do all this work you're talking about, it's not...
This is something we could add in later, if we need to.
Well, I don't mean put it off 6 months. I just...
But yeah, months.
It's not as priority as a...
Right.
I understand.
The bulletin glass is going to be...
Bulletproof glass, and then I'd say the drive-through window.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about both of them at the same time.
Yes. Okay.
Both of them at the same time. That's, to me, a more priority than this. Can we get by without this for a little while if we have to?
Right.
Then she can get all the work to bid and put it all together. But that's going to be quite a bit of work to get to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is something like, I actually contemplated asking y'all to make a decision, but then I'm like, no, because we did everything else, we really should probably.
Well, that's a decent amount of money, but for the kind of work and what you're getting.
Well, can we go ahead and, what do you think about going ahead and let them put bids out?
Yeah,
that's okay. That's the reason I was asking the time frame, what's more important, because you need to put bids, it may just get delayed a little bit, putting this in, that part of it.
Well, we could start with our original, put bids out tomorrow, get the bid packet ready, send out the bid packet tomorrow, close the bid packet the 21st. Is that the Monday or Tuesday before? I mean, whatever.
22nd was the other one.
Okay. So whatever day before the meeting. Let's even extend it all the way to the Wednesday before the meeting.
Okay, that's mid 24th.
So the 24th of March, if we don't get bids, or we don't get more than at least one bid, we should get more bids for this type of work.
No, we can always fall on that.
Then, well, we could fall back on this, or we could extend it for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Or however. So, because remember, we extended the last...
I just want to make sure that that wasn't his priority out of his other. That's all I want.
So we're not, yeah.
And all these, now when we're talking about all these bids, we're talking about all sealed bids.
Correct.
Yeah.
The way we did it tonight.
Yeah.
Where
don't
I'll have an envelope that I make that says bid, whatever the bid number is, and
don't
says what it's for, and then Sam or whoever will open it, and he's wanting to go to
Jeep.
It's
that.
I have made a motion on this.
No, we don't, we'll have to, we can put it on the back, there's no need for a motion on this.
I thought she made a motion to put it out.
But she said she didn't, we didn't mean to make a motion. Is that right?
We weren't gonna make a motion, but put this out.
No, I thought she said we didn't have to make a motion.
I make a motion that she put it out for bid.
It'll be up to 22nd of March.
Yes.
I mean, 24th, that was Wednesday.
That's different.
Well, this was on the other, like, possible, your honor.
But the motion is,
This here is that for the last, this here is for the balance.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, motion made to,
I
heard Kate did, to the 24th.
Yes.
And we're talking.
For the sound system for New City.
All in favor?
Is that on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're moving down to the rest of these items we put on by council members, and they're copied and pasted, words verbatim, so that's the way y'all want it done, so that's the way.
It makes sense to me.
All right, item number 10, New City accounts receivable, council to consider and possibly take action on policies, procedures, ordinances of managing AR in a proprietary manner with fiscal responsibility to the city and consumers and city service. Mr. Paul.
Y'all supposed to have in your package an agency schedule of accounts receivable?
Yes.
Is all you had?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Talking with Ms. Bishop and Esther as well. And I ask her because the auditors always go through this with the city. And they set up an allowance for uncollectible or bad debts, whatever you want. And during that time, they write those off and charge it to another account. That's accounting and stuff. You don't really need to know about that. But what I've noticed is over the last many years, they haven't written anything off. And I asked her this year, several weeks back, if the auditors made any adjustments, because she had adjusted it, or they wrote any off. And she said, no. So, if you look at that back on that back sheet, it says inside the city limits, outside the city limits, and then all closed accounts. But if you look at that last column, it says balance under all closed accounts. That's $26,190 so many pennies. That's account I dealt with law. Laura and Laurie both attended this in the water department and discussed this with her for a long time. And she blames me those are accounts that the city has totally abandoned, in other words. They don't think they'll ever collect them. They've never done anything with them, but they're still on the books. So I studied this with all of those people involved in great detail. So I just wrote a little short synopsis here for the city councilman to discuss and consider. And if you look on the front page where you got the current bill, it lists all the different things and where it's garbage and water fees, return checks and what have you. So the current water of this report, which was dated end of January, February 2nd, she printed, was $104,900 approximately in 1 month. Past due is $8,000, 2 months past due is $2,000. This is just on the water line now. 3 months, $2,200. 4 months, $49,000 on $79.86. For a total account of water of $167,000. So, little synopsis in my experience. 19 years of serving, 18 years here on the Water Board, one on council, I dealt with this issue over and over and over many times. From the very beginning, several of the policies put into place during that time are still active today. The city has compassion and understanding in many various circumstances. But we're not a banking and financial institution. It's always, it will always be a problem that the city must monitor closely to keep it in check. I think we need to monitor this very closely, the city employees, on a monthly basis. By the time the water men read the meters again on the 23rd or thereabouts, they try to read them there. Or so the customer has used another full month of water. So now you got 2 months. The bill is due on the 15th, so you have to have a date. And I don't know what the date is, Pam, I know, or Ms. Bishop, when they cut them off somewhere. But will they try to come off before they read the meters again?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. But things may have changed.
It's been off before, because...
Or the first working day after the date that the bill is due was 15, maybe the next day, maybe holiday. No one should get over 90 days past due, and this is my opinion, except in unusual circumstances, they need to stay current on the bill that's now, today, and also paying on any delinquent bill, whatever the arrangement that they make with the city. There must be an appropriate reason to date after the 15th for the water department to disconnect service to be effective. I even had one water board member who wanted to postmark on the 15th. The IRS takes it well. The IRS may get it 30 days late, it's okay. But the men's got to cut the water meter or something. They can't wait for 2-3 weeks to get the folks to make. I'm not going to address the government side of the council receivable because that deals with property taxes. And that's taken care of the tax collector because they already have attorneys they turn the delinquents over to anyway. And they charge the city fee for it. But just for fun, the delinquent taxes at the end of the audit 2019 because I didn't have the current one. And, didn't have the last financial statement to back to $52,000. The auditor set up with the junction with the city administrator $38,000. So the net was $14,000 probably of collectible delinquent taxes that they anticipated we collect. The council receiver for the water department is audit 2019 was $249,000. Now that's the end of September. So some of the bills are probably pretty high through the summer, but that's a fairly large amount. The allowance uncollected from council is $44,000, so the net they thought we'd collect is $205,000. Laura deals with this on a daily basis. She states, to my surprise, that approximately half of the past due or problem accounts are from renters. This has always been, I just was surprised it was that many today. In some instances, your property owner paid half of the $200 deposit that the homeowner is required to pay. And the reason due is because renters come and go, and if they don't pay, you're so far past you, I'll pull the meter tap, they want this. So they'll get a hold to the city and say, hey, y'all inform them before they do something. Is that correct? Okay. Customers, it's been a policy for a long time. Before the water board dissolved 2001. Put in place. Consign an extension in writing to what they can pay on a consistent basis that both parties must agree upon in writing. The city does not desire to cut off anybody's water. We only need our remuneration for services rendered so we can provide potable water for people. Water sales in 2019 totaled $1,536,000. So it averages out about $128,000 a month. The garbage, $124,000, about $10,300. And the tap fees were $50,000, so that's about $4,160. Now, used to, sometimes, we'd sign a agreement with them about the tap fees. Do y'all still do that?
Right.
Okay. Good. So my question is what policy we have now? How do we monitor it? Our policy on collections? Should we turn these over to the agency? The solutions, increase deposits, do not allow the council payable to get out of the realm of possibility instead of getting further behind. And this pertains to garbage is included in all this. So about turning over collection agency first place, and I don't know, I know they have you, but in this situation when people move, they probably don't leave an address. So I don't know who can run it down. I don't know if the collection agency takes it or not. So I'm just asking the council, but this ain't accepted, folks. This is people's money. And what this ain't 1 year. This has accumulated many years. So what I'm saying is we need to monitor this closely and set a policy, whomever, somebody to follow. And then you got to allow the employees to follow that.
What are you recommending with that?
I'd like an answer about where some police and agents could take these and they may refuse to take them. I don't know. You can't run somebody down. You ain't answer that question.
So, when I got here...
But there's still, you're going to lose these. You got to get them off the books.
Right. So, when I got here, that number was supposed to stay.
Yes.
What was happening for, they were allowing people to get a cap put in and buy a cap.
We've been...
So, the cap never got hit up before the person then sold it out and ran away. And then the city was going to hand it back.
We used to do that, but we wouldn't put the tap in so they could pay you.
They would put the tap in.
We let them pay that over a long period of time.
They were putting tax in, they were getting their work. Also, something was going on with people were paying $5 for a month.
Yes.
They had a water leak and 2,000 water bill, they're paying $5 a month. I have one lady that right now she's got about $1,900 water bill she's had for at least like 5 years. Mm. Because every month she pays the minimum for the minimum of her bill, and she might pay $5 for it. But most times
she doesn't with that kind of situation, like I said, you got to keep the current bill current after it comes to every month. And then maybe if they can't keep up with the bridges and made, then they come and make an adjustment. But the minimum $5 won't cut too much.
Right.
To pay more than that.
So, and that's what a lot of this is. A lot of it is, there are customers that are still paying that. This lady, she pays a water bill every month now.
Yeah.
Sometimes she pays a little bit more, but sometimes she doesn't. She's an older lady. She's by herself and she's trying. And some of that money is accounted for in that. But there certainly is a huge amount of that money that was...
Well, that's $1,900 in her situation, I understand. What used to do, we don't make a difference any day. It's used to sometimes somebody like that and had a huge water bill, and they didn't know it, no fault of them, they tried everything. Sometimes we would go back and adjust the water bill back to the average 12-month bill or the 3-month bill mm-hmm. in the summer, and then charge them the cost of water it was to us in Blue Box.
Right.
And then they paid it.
Right.
But I'm not suggesting to do that. I'm just saying that we got to monitor this. You cannot continue to let this get out of hand. Because it's not our money.
Right. So what I've done since I've been here is I've evaluated, like if somebody has a major water leak, I look at their bill and I try to make an adjustment to bring it down to the lowest price, like what you said, to make them only pay what it costs us. So that they're not paying that huge rate. Sometimes it doesn't stop working.
Yeah,
that helps a little bit.
But see, the thing, if you do that, then you got to treat everybody the same.
Well,
I was trying to say is maybe you don't need to take that burden. Maybe you let the council make that kind of resolution
right.
or something. I'm just suggesting.
Well, on the past, because I did talk to a couple credit agencies just to kind of get their feel, and they wouldn't take it because we do not have Social Security numbers. A lot of ones you have the driver's license number and the security.
Well, that's really not what I'm familiar with anymore. I've been out of collection things. I get along
with
right.
And then I also went a little further and I talked to some other city administrators and managers, asked them their take on it. And they found, you know, most of these people already have that credit. If they walk off from a utility like that from your city, more than likely they go to another city, more than likely it's just an electric company, more than likely their credit's already ruined. And the only thing they're going to do is watch their credit by having that collection agency on there. So you're probably never going to truly collect it, if that's the case, if it goes to collection. So you may not want to consider that expense. Now, I don't know if there would be an expense. I didn't go further than that. I just kind of left it alone.
They take a percentage.
They take a percentage, but you got to get them to take it. That's what I said, without any record, some way to trace them down, they don't want it.
And that's it. We don't have adequate information to
some of the
agents.
Consider, and I know it's most of the homeowner don't want to lose their water tap, but you got to work with them. They got to make an agreement to keep up unless it's underneath the surface. Like this last year in the middle of the COVID, all the council decided they're not going to cut anybody off. That's a wonderful fight. That's not what I'm talking about. But the renters is the biggest problem. And they pay the same deposit anybody else does.
Right.
My suggestion is don't let them people get 90 days past due, period. Over 90 days. That's my suggestion. That's just me. Unless it's an extenuating circumstance, it's unusual, beyond their control, normally, and we had some this year without a job, whatever. Don't want to cut them off. I want the money.
Right.
But I'm compassionate, but
yes,
I would be in favor of doubling the water deposit on anybody that's a rent. Because time you run 2 months, almost 3 months bill, before you cut them off, it's going to be close to that much in there.
We would have to check with the lawyer, the CNO, to make sure that we're not breaking any laws.
You know, you're not going to break the law in the public.
No, I mean, I don't
know. I mean, but just singling them out of rental.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what she's talking about. I don't know if you can just sing them out.
Or rental. Because at that
I don't know either.
At that point, you're discriminating.
Right.
I can't afford a house.
But it tells, tell them to reimburse us our money then. The state used to put out a lot of requirements, and it's not near as tough as it is today, but they said, well, you got to do this. I said, when they give me some money, I'll do it. Now, when it comes out of the end, in time 6 months later, and they said, you will do it, then I had to do it. But until then, I didn't do it.
Right. Well, I think we should, before we sign off
on that,
make sure
we're
going to vote.
Well, that's okay.
What about you checking on our options on this?
We did. That's all. Yeah.
See what our options are and check on whether the attorney about the TML, maybe about the rental thing, and then check on if we can get some kind of pledge.
Listen,
maybe
you
see the
your garbage $2,100 over 4 months. $13,700 past due.
Yeah.
$49,000 4 months, folks. I'm going to harp on this as long as I'm on here. This ain't acceptable to me. It's the people's money. Am I wrong?
No, you're not
wrong. I know, but there's nothing been done. I'm trying to get something, somebody to look into it, to give me something to do. But if I knew what to do, I would have totally suggested. I said, hey,
this is a start.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, because that's important.
I mean, I have implemented things when I got here. I definitely changed some things because people were going 180 days without paying anything. And I said they were financing the cap. They were all, I don't know if we got about that. They need to pay for the cap up front.
Yeah.
You don't, I'm sorry, but when you go somewhere, any other city, they don't allow you to finance your cap. And they don't allow you to finance your, any of that stuff.
And the thing is, like, we're paying blue bonnet for water sometimes. In the garbage? We have to pay for the garbage. They ain't paying us.
We have to pay for the business pays for the
garbage. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And where did that money come from?
People. It's people's tax money. Water money.
So, yes, I will work on that next week. I'll start looking into that.
My money. Pound the gal. It's okay, everybody. It'll take a long time when I start talking. No.
I will take action to amend the city budget for 2020-2021 to include the disbursement to AC Solutions Heating and Cooling of $11,237.50 for City Hall paid on 12-15-2020 check number 006226 from Reverend Legal Funds. This is necessary. The city, in compliance with state law, must be accomplished by ordinance. James Thomas.
Well, that's what the TML man told me. You know, we're raising money in the budget for.
Are you going to skip money?
No, I didn't. No, I said that's what the TML lawyer told me we needed.
Oh, okay. All right.
And now, this would be the conjunction of what was Bishop and then we moved it with the other deal moving money.
This is just more
but we're going to have. No, this ain't bookkeeping. Well,
whatever it is, let's do it.
You want me to go now? I'm going now if you want me to.
We're going to finish the rest of this next time. All right, what do you want
do to do? Do we need to do this or not? Because we're going to need more money over anyway.
I mean,
I would rather.
Because I put that in there, because when I put it in there, I didn't know you were going to do those.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right.
So I said, we and you both discussed it, so we was leaving it in there in case there's other,
right,
you were doing problems.
Right.
Oh, by the way, is that correct?
That's
so, I'm just saying, got some more money, but we're going to work the other way. But that's not going to be near enough for money.
Because this money here, this basically is going to be $12,000 in the end. It's going to reduce from that 25 that we moved over. So that's going to basically, if you leave, I put the little 13 in there.
Well, the big thing was, that was paid in December, yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. It was no budget for it. I'm trying to make this legal, is what I'm trying to get us.
Yeah,
therefore I make the motion we do that.
Okay.
If we don't get no second, so be it.
We
got a second right there.
What is your motion?
What is the motion?
You will.
Stop. Break.
Better read.
Pump the break.
What?
Pump the break. We are going to have to do a budget amendment ordinance. When we do the sound system.
Yes.
When we do the pavement.
Yes.
When we do these other things.
Yes.
Well, I would like to ask.
Well, there was no money in there that you didn't move to us.
Right. I would like to cancel two.
You didn't do amendment to it?
I never finished talking.
Well, I didn't finish either. There, airplane.
Go ahead.
I'm finished.
Okay, are you sure? Okay, well, I would like to propose.
Probably not.
Shut
up. I'm having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like everybody is.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Depending what you say.
I can stay up all night. You can play the video all night.
All right.
What I would like to propose to cancel is to not do a budget amendment just yet. Let us get to other members and do one amendment instead of doing a bunch of little ones. Like, just have one budget amendment, one ordinance budget, one ordinance written for that budget amendment that includes everything in the lump sum.
I agree.
Versus having a bunch of little ones.
I agree.
The only problem with that, and I'm going to disagree with that, it'd be nice, but at the time to put this on there, all this other didn't come up.
Right.
So if we broke the law, I would just try to comply with the law.
Well, back
I wanted that understood.
Right.
That's all.
But back up in there, when I did that amendment, I contacted Christy Drake at T&L, and she told me as long as I was increasing or decreasing the budget, that I would lose.
I wasn't talking
about that.
I wasn't talking about that, Ms. Bishop. I understand that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a conflict of opinion on that. That's okay. I got a problem with it.
But
I'm talking about when that check was written, it was illegal because there was no money in the budget for the city office. So I'm trying to put that in there to make that straight. But if y'all want to put it off, to put it off at one time, it's okay with me. I got no problem with it. At the time, I didn't have that. Didn't know that the other was tied up what you done.
Right.
I make the motion that we table this until we can do several items from the one
ordinance.
All right. Okay.
Motion made to table item 11.
Yes, sir.
Did you a second?
Yes, sir. I'll second.
All in favor?
You table.
1, 2, 3 to table. Okay. 3 ayes, 2 nays. All right, item 12. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on the use, engagement of attorneys for consultations, use of, or attorneys. The possibility of using T&L when possible, when a local attorney is not needed and is absolutely necessary. That's wonderful.
That was one of your little pet peeves, Mr. Mayor.
Huh?
That was one of your little pet peeves, too.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And, The TML, they can do a lot of things, give you a lot of pushing. Just an example, and I, because I'm just, this just happened to be recent on things, they can make them out of the way. But a lot of times, you got to have a local attorney draw up stuff, and they're not going to draw them up. They'll take you to court law. You get sued, and it costs nothing. But anyway, it's for example, like checking with the lawyer to make sure it's all right that we can use a warming center. Well, they could have probably told you that. But, you know, there's some way we learn. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying, we spend lots of money on attorneys. So maybe we can save a little money and go through TML a little more.
That money can go towards something else.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
Real quick.
Mm-hmm. I am a TML attorney junkie. I have my very own favorite. Her name is 50 Adams Drake. I email that one at least 3 times a week. And when I needed to know about the woman station, that's who I emailed. Yeah.
I haven't talked to him, but I just used that as an example. Well, that's good, because I've talked to Mr. Will Trevino, he's real nice,
yes,
as well, and not, he knows Christy, so yes. I'm proud of you, so I'd use them all I could. So we take that money and do something else with it.
Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Well, do we need to make a motion on that?
No.
I don't.
Or did everybody agree to it?
Yeah.
That's administrative decision.
It's instructional
account. Is that fair enough?
Yes, you have.
Yeah. All right. Now, item 13, actually the city attorney is going to deal with council. The usually bill says if you have a city manager or a city administrator, and sometimes the mayor.
But a lot of times the council person calls.
Yeah, not really.
You do too.
Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on updating our city ordinance. This is Ricky Lee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This has been something that's been ongoing for probably over a year now, been working on updating this. And so what I'd like to do is, like this quick, is I'd like to say, let's put time frame on this. So I'd like to make a motion to have all our ordinance updated by our April the 22nd meeting. That's April. Now, that's basically 60 days out.
There's a lot of ordinances.
It's that, it can't be that many since Sonya's been here. Not that many.
No,
2.5 years? Is that all it is?
Wait. Before I agree that April is a good date for updating ordinances, you say updating ordinances. I'm talking updating ordinances. I'm talking about going back to when the city was built and going forward. Because there's not a lot of ordinances that doesn't need the human touch. I mean, that's what we're going to be working with Lauren Thomas.
No, I'm talking about ordinances. I'm talking about by updating them. I'm not talking about bugs. I mean, what the council has already said, I want to amend this ordinance, or I want to put an ordinance in. That's what I'm talking about by getting on the books.
The ones that have been put on the books?
Yes. That's not on that Franklin, you know.
Well, I'm already working on that.
Well, I know, but you're working on it, so let's get that done by April 22nd.
Because Mr. Thomas can't work until he gets it done.
Because Mr. Thomas, as he stated, he can't work until some of that stuff is done. And we need him to get rolling.
So that's our priority.
Now, I can say that I've already sent all of the documentation to Franklin. I can't be responsible for how long it takes Franklin to get.
No. When I say updates, I meant you on doing your part. I realize that you can't.
Well, there's some question about Franklin before, maybe they're not doing.
Well, Franklin.
What they used to do.
We need to revisit this whole topic.
Okay.
If you would consider, because I really kind of want to propose that we change from Franklin.
That's what I'm talking
about. And I feel like if you look at City of Orlando's website, and then you look at our website, and then you look at City of Florida's website, you look at City of Rogers' website, you look at other cities, and you compare Unico to Franklin, it's way better. Because Unico, they don't change the words. What they do is you click on that ordinance, and it pulls up the ordinance with the mayor's signature and the city secretary's signature, and you can read exactly what the city council saw, and you can read the actual ordinance. It's not some legal jargon that you almost have to have a law degree to read it.
Well, that's what I heard yesterday.
Yeah, Unico is way better, and I've already emailed and asked for a quote, but I've actually been kind of wanting to slide that in to y'all, see what y'all thought about it, if you wouldn't mind, because I think Unico is better. I think you have really went to the Arena website, and they're just looking at ordinances, but I mean, I'm not opposed to going forward about what y'all doing too, but I think we need to really consider Unico or even doing a Google file where we just upload them ourselves.
Yeah, but you're talking about, we're talking about two different things here. I'm talking about getting up ordinance that we have and get them all to Frank. Now, what you're talking about is getting someone else besides Frank.
No, I didn't put them besides Frank, but Andy called it all at once.
Right.
She said, did I misunderstand? I'm sorry if I interrupted.
No.
That you sent all this to Frank.
I have. And
that's
I
what he was asking. So now.
So you, everything that.
Was it the exception of what's happened in the last few weeks?
Okay. So since you've been here, every ordinance that's been amended or new ordinance, you've sent to this Frank.
Yes, I do believe so. I can check that behind myself. Him and I had to look at it the other day and form a party.
Okay, so do this. Yes. I want you to get with Franklin and ask them when they will have those ordinances on our website. Can you do that?
Wasn't there documents that were in a storage trailer somewhere that we had to go search for? And we, have we done that? Is that?
We've done some of it. Now, here's the deal. So, the city records retention, you should never get rid of ordinances, minutes, stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that is not out there that should be.
Okay.
And this is way before my time. Everything that we have found has been sent over.
Okay, is there more than they gone through?
Not out there.
Okay.
I haven't found anything further.
But this old building was out there, it leaked in the stacked box, the box and seen it all fall apart, so it's even made to get in.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff missing.
Can you do nothing about it?
I mentioned one thing, more or less than half why I get in with these ordinances. You're talking about changing them. Just recently, we changed the permit. We did away with the permit for a hot water heater. And the state law requires the cities to get the permit for hot water heaters. Anything that's learned with gasoline, electricity, and HVAC. You have to, the contractors have to get a permit, and the city has got to require, with the application for a permit, proof of insurance.
But I don't think the homeowner has to do that, does he?
No, what I'm saying is that somebody puts in a hot water heater, and...
You're talking about a new house?
No.
Did
you replace it?
I'm talking about, and what I was talking about, maybe I didn't clarify that is,
yeah.
And needed to, is if the homeowner puts that hot water heater in, then you don't need a permit. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was.
As I remember, that's what you said. That I got written. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we said. Is if the homeowner puts the hot water heater in, then you don't need a permit.
No. And what I'm saying is, if a contractor gets a permit, which the state law requires they also have to furnish the city a copy of their insurance. And if they don't, then the city is responsible if they don't have any.
But that wasn't on the agenda.
I know. I'm just
saying.
If there's stuff up here, we got that one.
Okay, so on that item 13, we're just going
to. Real quick, I have a quick question I'd like to ask if that's acceptable at this time.
Who's this?
Is one?
This is Travis Krause.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a very specific item that I stumbled across that I would like to see that we resolve it. It's an 80-foot conflict. What would the process be with what's being proposed by Mr. Wiggins? Would there be a form for me to submit it, or do I talk with people? I just need to make sure that conflict is resolved before we start work on the larger subdivision.
Thomas.
on that Ranch Road.
Well, we were supposed to do that with Mr. Thomas.
When we reworked the ordinances. For the development and the zoning.
Could I be invited to at least one of those discussions, please? Is there a way to do that?
Mark Fowler's trying to talk.
You probably weren't aware, but we had a real estate consultant that we brought on board, and we tasked him to review all our ordinances and update our ordinances, and in that review, any conflicts that we have, such as this 80-foot versus the 50-foot frontage, those conflicts will be resolved.
Yes.
But as far as you wanting to be involved in that particular discussion, I guess maybe you just send us a letter, and we'll be working, through our city engineer and attorneys as well, but we certainly expect it. But the one thing that we know of, we will for sure make that consistent.
Especially with sub-development rules and zoning, those type of arches are being trying to be in compliance.
And Travis, yeah. If you have...
I would love to be involved. Sorry, I interrupted someone.
Travis, if you have a suggestion, we'd love to hear it. Or you can email us or type it out, whatever you want to do, get it to us if you have some suggestions on that.
Who should I type it to? Should I type it to the entire council, Dan? I mostly talk with Sam. What's the best address?
I would say Sonya and copy Pam, and then they can get it to us.
Okay. And if there's any meetings that would be appropriate for me to attend, I'm a definite interested party. I'd be more than happy to help out, give some thoughts. Is that an opportunity where that would be appropriate? I'll make sure that's in my message as well.
Just get on.
I can help out with this.
Okay,
yeah.
And get on the list where they can send you copies of the agendas or something.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the agenda, you'll have an opportunity to speak.
Sometimes a lot of conversations happen off of these.
Still in the house.
Sometimes you have discussion when it's not a huge form, but okay.
Okay. Item 14, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on updating our city map.
Mr. Mayor, may I speak?
Is it important? Go ahead.
Well, you have a motion on the table.
No, I don't.
On number 13.
There is no motion.
There was a motion made by Mr. Ricky Wiggins to have all the ordinances put on the website by April 22nd.
Yeah, I made a motion to have all the ordinances, have all the ordinances updated by April the 22nd. And what I mean by updated was all the ordinances that we have presented to Franklin. Now, and within that motion, Sonya had stated that, did you say they were or you thought they were?
I think all of them are except for the water meter.
Okay, so why don't I do this? Let's just go ahead and let me keep that motion, and then that way you can, you've got the April 22nd, and I'll give you time to go check and make sure that everything is done.
But if Franklin doesn't have the website updated before April 22nd, 2016.
I'm not saying that, I'm saying for you to get it to Franklin.
He's not talking about that.
I have it to Franklin, no problem.
Okay, I just want you to have it to Franklin.
Okay. I already emailed him since we've been sitting here.
Okay. Second.
I just don't want my
hands
in the motion.
Yes, sir. On that item 13, to have Sonya have our ordinances updated two, and give them two Franklin by April 22nd.
And you think motion made and seconded to direct Sonya to get these ordinances updated to Franklin by April 22nd. All in favor. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to
run a Uh-oh.
Next time, you can turn the room into
that one.
Okay? I guess not. Item 14. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on updating our city map for purposes of the city minutes and how it is currently zoned and any other items on the map that the council may deem necessary. I've been asking for this for
yesterday. I know it's late, y'all. I'm ready to go no more at all. But this little map right here, this map right here is about all we have, and it's not up to date and very good. And Pam, I'd kind of like you to step up here and tell us what you deal with this the most, probably. And tell us what you'd like, and maybe we can see about getting an updated map of things. And you know what we need on that map.
Well, I know it's out of date because there is some city limits that need to be added on there.
This was 2003.
Right.
It's
I got one that's more newer than that. It's got more takes in the new addition down there, but it's a little.
Yeah.
And Mitchell Taylor used to do a lot. He may be the closest one that has something. I don't know.
So could we do this to try to shorten it? So could we have Pam and Sonya get together and see about getting an updated map and get back with us?
I think in order to do this, you have to have an attorney. I believe the attorneys have to do that because we hired. Remember the county Borges wanted to do that, but she left and just doesn't like whenever you get anything.
Mr. Taylor used to have all this stuff up to date. I don't know, ask
him. Well, we did some hand
acting. So what I've been doing is I've been talking with a handful of my Peter Schultz out of Montgomery County, and he's been working on pulled up that.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've been working with him, and I asked him if he can give me a big map like this that Pam and I can get all of the zoning changes, and Pam and I can mark on there.
Yes.
And then we can take that back to Chet, and then he can update the county, and then we can get a big one like that.
Well, what I'm afraid of is that some of our annotations that we do were not actually finalized by a condominium. She didn't get actually.
Right, I've already found two.
Okay, and that's the problem with getting a map over the city. What we're talking about is Franklin, it's not Franklin.
This is Chet Dalkey he's the Senate County.
Yeah.
He's done the mapping, he's the engineering and mapping department.
That's just off of Franklin.
Fifth Street.
It's just off of Franklin.
Well, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I talked to him too over there.
Yeah, so he's been working on it,
and
he has gotten sick, and he's
been
out for a while.
He's been good, and he was talking about which. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But the problem here is some of the things have not been in the
court. I don't know what the story is. Can I get a bit of zero or something?
So what about you, Pam? What do you think?
Yeah,
well,
as far as getting done, looking at
these
properties, concrete
the
more than
rock. And what all the lead on this map?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like what these are zones and what else would you think?
Well, the city limits, the zones, what you need on the streets and everybody.
Yeah, the streets, that'd be good to have.
And put most of them.
Yeah, that map.
Detailed map as you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this map don't have the, it shows some street names, but it don't have a name.
Well, I tell you what, I got a map of 1900, it's got all the streets if they'd like to borrow it. No, but they had four streets that we got now. They had a first street down there. Right where the tech's going to be. Look.
Somebody want to make a motion to it.
I'm going
to
make a motion to it, sir.
All in favor, second advice.
Everybody.
It's, what time is it?
9:15.
Yeah.
Well, we just make them
a good point. Well, maybe soon you can let go.
You just make them do one. That's all there is. Well, gentlemen, y'all have a great night. Ladies, talk to you.
Be safe out there.